We are recorded. Did you hear all that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
I have a question. I'm wondering if we can, if no one joins the call, if we can stay on after we answer the questions and talk about a few things that are on our plate to talk about as the steering committee.
Sure, you can just stop recording and you can just carry on. So.
Great.
Okay. Awesome. Well, it is awesome. This is Anjali Parnell. I am part of the Dances Universal Peace North America board. I'm a board member. And I just want to welcome everyone onto the call. This is the call when we are talking about the Sufi Youth Jam that's coming up in about a month in Colorado. Very exciting. And we have five members of the crew, I will say. We've got Diana Lyon, who lives in New York City, and she's a founder and co-chair of the Sufi Wayanya Youth Council. And leads dances sometimes. We have Katie Hamida Weiss. She's a writer and co-chair of the Sufi Rouhani International Youth Council. And she lives in Idaho and works on the Shree Board of Trustees and with the Oneness Project. And then we have Rebecca Welsh. She is a dance leader and Sufi guide in the Rouhaniyat and has a master's in community counseling. And then we have Sarah Rain, who is a mother partner, spiritual mentor, hospice counselor, Dances of Universal Peace enthusiast, also a Sri Youth Council member, chocolate lover. Yay. And then we have Jen Friedman, who is a dance leader and mentor and training in Longmont, Colorado. So we have three people from Colorado, and we have Colorado well represented. And Jen co-leads a monthly dance group and serves on the board for 3 years, the North America board for 3 years. And now she's working on a Master of Divinity program. So welcome, ladies. And would you like to start with the invocation, and then we can get going on our beautiful call here? Maybe take a couple of centering breaths together.
Board the one. The perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. The only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance.
Beautiful. And then I hear that there's a couple of people who've come onto the line. Would you like to introduce yourself?
This is Nuria.
Hello.
From Durant, Colorado.
Oh, great. Hi, Nuria.
This is Sophia in New Mexico.
Great. Okay, welcome, and I'm sure, you know, we'll hear other people come onto the call as well. So we have some questions lined up for the evening, just to go through, you know, find out what's happening with the Sufi Youth Jam. So to start with, let's just find out what are some of the goals of the Sufi Youth Council, and how long have you been in existence?
This is Diana. I'm the co-chair of the Rouhaniyat Youth Council with Katie Hamida, who's also on the call. Just for a little context, the Sufi Youth Council is the group that's sponsoring the Sufi Youth Jam, which is why we're talking about the Youth Council on this call. So the Youth Council is in structure. It is an initiative of the Sufi Ruhaniyat International Board of Trustees. It was founded about 10 years ago by me and Katie Hamida and a few other people, including Murshida Asha Greer and Yasmin Hout, Sheikha Yasmin Hout. And it is a multi-generational council of murids and dance leaders and Sufi guides and friends of the Sufi Ruhaniyat that work together to engage youth and young people in the activities of the Sufi Ruhaniyat and the dances, and to do visioning work and networking and essentially just activities to support youth and young adult involvement in the activities of the Sufi Ruhaniyat. One of the major subcommittees or kind of activities of the Youth Council is the Sufi Ruhaniyat Youth Scholarship Fund. So that's a big way that we manifest our vision of supporting youth and younger leaders, is through directly providing financial support to attend events, retreats, leadership trainings, whatever they feel inspired to go to develop their relationship to the lineage and on, you know, in their work on the path. One thing to say about the council is that it's an international body. It's gotten very international in the last couple of years. We have members in Colombia, Ecuador, Czech Republic, Latvia, and Germany, and also the U.S. Yeah. Anything else to say about the Youth Council, folks?
They're pretty cool people. How big is it? How many people are on your council?
Right now, I was trying to remember that. It's been shifting lately between whether people are members or advisors, but altogether it's about, I think it's something like 17 members and then 6 or 7 advisors. And the advisors are, they're elders and leaders in the Sufi Ruhaniyat and Dance of Universal Peace community, people who are already, you know, doing the work of supporting young people, or maybe they're guides who have a lot of younger murids or do work with dances with the youth and that kind of thing.
Fantastic. It's just wonderful that that it sounds like a managed to bring people together and connect the youth. That's good work that you're doing. And let's talk about the Youth Jam, the Sufi Youth Jam. It's can you tell us, you know, when it's going to be and where it's going to be, how somebody would find it if they wanted to look on the internet?
Yeah, this is Sarah in Colorado, and I'm part of the steering committee and the initial visioning group process. And the Sufi Youth Jam really came out of a conference call that a small subgroup of the Youth Council was discussing some things about scholarship, and realized that a lot of the Youth Council members don't know each other in person, and what a brilliant, wonderful idea it would be to get everybody together for a retreat that is really helping the youth council members know each other and come together in the vision and supporting the Sefirah Haniyot moving forward in the world and into the future, and opening that up for all of the next generation of dance leaders and Sufi Ruhaniyat enthusiasts to come and be inspired and empowered and really establish a strong sense of community. So the Sufi Youth Jam started taking shape around that smaller conversation and is now being held in Colorado, about 40 minutes west of Denver. So people can fly into the Denver International Airport, and we're coordinating transportation to get people to and from the airport up to Camp Santa Maria. Is a YMCA camp that is affordable and beautiful, and the retreat itself will be fully catered and comfortable lodging, not luxurious, but comfortable. So we're very well equipped to host this gathering that is shaping up to be very international. And it is being held starting April 29th, which is a Tuesday. We'll begin with dinner in the evening, and we'll be wrapping up Sunday with lunch, May 4th. And so there will be a good space of time for us to do practices and have dances and some leadership training opportunities, and also conversation for youth council members and for other young people who might want to get involved further in the dances in their own leadership capacity and in the Ruhaniyat.
Fantastic. And I just want to ask, if you bring your tent, can you come and camp?
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
There is indoor lodging. It's all dorm-style cabins with, I think there are 10 different cabins with capacity for 140 people indoor lodging. And then there are plenty of beautiful grounds where people can certainly pitch a tent or bring an RV or a bus or their station wagon. For all of you Colorado people, you can bring your Subaru and sleep in the back if you want to.
And it may be cold and it may be hot because it's the mountains of Colorado.
So bring all your different warm clothes and your cool clothes. Is there anywhere to swim?
There is. There's a lake. There's a river. There's a pool. I don't know if the pool will be up and running yet, but we could always run a garden hose out to it if it's not full yet.
Great. Okay. And what are you hoping to accomplish with the Sufi Youth Jam? What are your main hopes and visions? You said you wanted to bring people together. I'm sure you have some other things that you're hoping to do while you're there.
This is Katie Hamida. I love that question because it's just so big. And like Sarah mentioned, the first idea was just to know each other, you know. And so it'll just be so great, I think, for the youth council to have connection with one another, because having another person's face in your mind and, like, you know, knowing their heart is just invaluable. And then to be able to widen that up to the larger youthy community, I think, is invaluable. And also, in my experience, I have found that being around leaders who are, like, just a little bit older than me, you know, or who have just a little bit more practice than me, is one of the most inspiring and useful things as, like, a young leader. You know, just, like, to really have that kind of role model thing without the word role model, just, like, you know, that sort of connection. And with this particular event, we get to have international communities sharing their different, you know, like, the slightly different approaches that you know, you bring to leading or just dancing or doing practice. Yeah, so I think lots of hopes. We have lots of hopes.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic to be able to meet one another and to share, you know, that circle sharing, just being in a circle and dancing together you know, we all know that joy and that feeling of oneness. So we appreciate that you're taking this, you know, to another level to be together. That's really a great thing. And so tell us, you probably don't really know what your schedule is going to be like, but do you know what's going to be happening? Do you have some teachers lined up or some practices or dance sessions? You mentioned some leadership, dance leadership training. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, so this is Rebecca in Boulder, Colorado. And we're having a beautiful schedule shaping up where all of the members of the Youth Council are going to have an opportunity to lead in whatever their format that they lead from. We're going to be dancing together a lot, building relationships with one another through leadership of dances, zikrs, eating delicious vegetarian meals together. Specifically, there's going to be an attunement to our lineage through talks and discussions. We have Sarah, who's on the conference call with us, is going to be offering a Wazifa session from the perspective of self-healing. There's going to be a writing class offered by Katie Hamida with the theme of writing as a spiritual practice. There's also going to be spaces for dance mentors who are part of the Youth Council to help with aspiring dance leaders. So there'll be sessions where, you know, if you want to work on leading a dance or work on playing a song on the guitar, there's going to be sessions for that for people to get help with that. And we're going to have five rhythms offered by a friend, Michelle, who's coming to the retreat. And then, so those are just some of the things specifically that we're going to offer. There's going to be more. And then on Saturday, we're going to open up the retreat to a community event. And that will be Saturday, the 3rd of May. So that's for anybody that wants to be a part of this retreat and doesn't fit the age parameters and wants to know what's going on and wants to be a part of this event. We're welcoming people on the land at 2 p.m. where we'll be offering Sufi practices and then having dinner and then dances and zikr in the evening. And we're really excited to come together also and have time to discuss the visioning of the Youth Council and where it moves from here. So getting time to meet each other, talk about the Youth Council and kind of the future of the Sufi Youth Council in person and kind of how that...
That sounds...
How we... Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
I just...
Oh, well,
that
sounds awesome. Great. I'm sorry, I've spoken over you twice now, so
that's okay. That's okay.
Rebecca, please, say what you want to say, finish.
Oh, just how the council then relates into our larger community and how the youth kind of work within this larger Sufi community. I think it's really important for all of us to see how that relationships can happen.
Yes, and we love the fact that the Sufi youth is growing. It seems to be a growing thing all the time, and I've met many youth who are so excited to get involved with something that has this, you know, the tenets that we have as a group of, you know, accepting all religions and, you know, using nature as our a big piece of what we're all about. And so tell me a little bit about the lay of the land there, since not everybody knows what Colorado's like. Is there going to be time to go hiking or getting out, you know, into nature?
Yeah, I mean, I think the place where the camp is, I've driven past. Sorry, I could talk more specifically about it, but the mountains just hold so much beauty and an opportunity to really sink into nature, for sure. And so I think that that's going to be a very supporting part of where the retreat is taking place, for sure.
Fantastic.
And the schedule is being shaped with enough breaks around meals, so there will be a couple of hours a few times a day for people to be able to go out hiking and wading through the river or swimming, and we can also have outdoor campfires in the evenings if we want to do that. And the grounds are laid out in such a way that you have to be outdoors to get from one building to another, so there's no way getting around nature for this retreat.
Right. And what are the nighttime temperatures? How cold can it get at this time of the year?
It'll probably get into freezing. It'll probably get into freezing at night.
So bring your down jacket.
Like 35.
Yeah. Okay. And
bring layers.
And then how warm could it get?
And the sun will come out during the day and we'll warm up with the sunlight for sure.
Right. And then I just want to ask, you say, you know, there's room for everybody indoors. Are there enough blankets? There's blankets, you need to bring your sleeping bag.
Yeah, we tell people to bring their own bedding if they're attached to it and if they're not coming from across the ocean. But there are sleeping bags that are available for people to borrow from the YMCA if they want them, and towels. And so as the registrar, I send out an email with lots of details for people when they register saying, here's a list of things you might want to bring with you. And if not, we are really about building and establishing this strong community. So somebody will let you borrow their toothpaste if you need it.
That sounds great. And then another question we have here is, how can everyone in the Dancers Universal Peace North America, or even international, how can we support the youth? How can we support you and the people who would like to attend the youth jam? Is there a way to get to a scholarship fund? Mm-hmm. Is there a way to do this?
Yeah, this is Diana.
Can you speak up a little?
Yes, I can. First, I would just say the first way to offer support is really through activities like this call, you know, just the energy and attention and love and, you know, being given time to speak about what we're working on, and all of it just feels so positive and supportive and healthy to me. So, these activities of that really help us connect through the heart and have support on that level is, I think, the primary nourishment and support. I want to say that first. But absolutely, there is a youth scholarship fund that's been mentioned a couple times in relationship to the Youth Council. It's an activity of the Sufi Rouhaniyat Youth Council. The Youth Scholarship Fund was founded very soon after the council itself was founded. And it is run by a committee of the Youth Council. And we've had very successful fundraising, just beautiful responses for support for this event. And I think, we've been able to offer scholarship support to the international members who are wanting to come to the gathering to meet their fellow Youth Council members. And all of that has been going really well.
Can I break in for a second and just ask, how much is it to come to the camp? How much is the fee?
The registration fee is $250, and that number is very bare bones. It is covers lodging and food and very little else. I think a kind of tiny administrative fee and a little bit of a small amount to help with things like transportation and things like that, because part of the work that will be happening in getting people to the event is helping people get from the airport to the event and back, and coordinating and homestays, and there's a lot of support and energy around that as well. So in terms of offering support, we recommend two routes to offering support to youth who want to attend. One is to give donations directly to the Youth Scholarship Fund, and that can be done through, first, more information about the Youth Scholarship Fund, age parameters, all the details about it can be found on the Sufi Ruhaniyat Youth website, which is SufiYouth.com. There is a section about scholarships, about how to apply for scholarships, how to donate for scholarships, all of that is there. To donate directly, if you don't feel inclined to get more information about the scholarship fund in general, you can go directly to the donation page of the Ruhaniyat website, which is ruhaniyat.org, and there's a drop-down menu that leads you to the donation page. I can give more details, addresses, that kind of thing, but it seems pretty straightforward if people can just go to that website to get the information. And when one makes a donation through that mode, it's good just to indicate in the notes, if you're doing it via PayPal or if you're sending in a check, just to note that it's for youth scholarships. Another thing to note is that we're actually past the scholarship application deadline for this event. The scholarship committee sets a 6-week window prior to any given event for the deadline. So we've passed that by a couple of weeks about. But that being said, we actually have applications in that we're looking at right now that came in around the time of the deadline that put us just a little bit beyond the money that we raised for the event and that we set aside for the event. So we still absolutely welcome and would appreciate deeply any donations that come in for the Youth Jam.
Right. Fantastic. So you're still, so that the deadline has passed for applying for a scholarship, but you have some people who would like to attend who you're still trying to cover financially. So I just want you to repeat again. It's SufiYouth.com, and you can find the scholarship donate area and get there, and then you can help that way. And we always want to say that no matter how big or how small, every donation, has that wonderful ripple effect of, allowing somebody to come to this wonderful camp. And then the other place was the Sufi Ruhaniyat International website, right, where you can also get to the scholarship section. And then when you get to that section, you'd have to say, okay, this is for the Sufi Youth Jam.
On Ruhaniyat.org, one can make a donation to the scholarship fund by just going to the donate page of Ruhaniyat.org. There isn't a scholarship page, but all donations for the Youth Scholarship Fund just go directly to the Ruhaniyat Secretariat office, and she graciously manages all of our funds for us.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, and so far, how many people do you have registered that have who are going to attend?
Sarah, do you want to answer that?
In hand, we have paid registrations for just over 30, and in the works, in the wings, and in communication, saying that they are planning to attend is about another 30. So we'll
fantastic.
See what shows up.
And then the sort of, does that include the council? You were talking about the Sufi Youth Council. Does that include you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that includes everybody.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, 60 people there in the mountains of Colorado. Sounds like a whole heap of fun. And, yeah, so how many people are you still working on to get donations for?
We have two applications that we're still looking at, and then we have a few beyond that, I think two or three, who we weren't able to meet their full request for funding, and we would like to give them a little bit more just to make their journey that much easier for them.
Right.
I think that officially there are four people. I heard from two more people this week, and so they'll try to wiggle their ways in. And we'll, you know.
Okay, good. Yeah. More inclusive, right?
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, we have that deadline, but we also are, you know, we do that so that we have the space we need as a committee to make good decisions. And there are always beloveds who come to us and, you know, say, I just got, you know, the clear guidance to come to this, and I know I missed the deadline, and it's just so clear that their heart is in it and that they should be there. And, you know, then we have to look and listen and see what we can do.
Yes, and we hope that that the proceeds will come in to bring everybody together. And how many people do you have from overseas coming? How many foreigners will be attending so far?
That sounds like a trick question to me because I really don't know.
Well, that's okay.
It.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
But there are some people coming from, I heard Germany. There's a few people coming from different places.
At least 10, but it might be more like 20. But
okay.
At least 10 from at least four different countries.
Oh, that's wonderful. So it really be a wonderful way to share and to learn about how people practice in different places and which dances might be popular in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have any of the teachers who are might be your mentors or what have you that are not from the age group? Is there anybody outside the age group who's coming to teach?
Nope. It is absolutely designed to be for and by the next generation of leaders.
Okay. So that's the 18 to 39-year-olds.
Yeah. And we have made two exceptions for people over the age of 40 who felt like it was really important for them to be here for various reasons. And so as a steering committee, we reserved the right to make exceptions for exceptional people.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, that's very good. You know, from somebody who's reaching the upper age groups, you know, I just want to say how much we do appreciate the Sufi youth, especially, you know, the younger energy, of course, and just the attitude and helpfulness when we get to a camp and maybe we need a little help. I just want to express that on behalf of everyone, how much we really love you guys. And so we have another question here. What can dance circles or individuals do to get involved to help maybe to get one of their, you know, dancers to the youth jam?
So this is Jen in Longmont, Colorado. And maybe we just had someone else join us. Or
hello?
Not. Hello?
I think
yeah, carry on, Jen.
Are we all still here? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Jen in Longmont, Colorado. And I would say, first and foremost, just getting the message out, encouraging the youth and young adults among us, helping them to know that there's a gathering such as this taking place to empower them and encourage them in their leadership and in their practices. We have actually flyers that are at each of the websites, that Dances of Universal Peace North America website, and also on the Sufi Rouhaniyat Youth website. So the flyers are available for the event, and so anyone, you know, in any place can go onto the websites and download those flyers and print them out and spread them around at their dance circles or the Sufi circles, and also, you know, handing them out individually to the youth in their lives. And I think as a, even though the scholarship deadline has passed, there is an opportunity for dance circles, Sufi circles, to get together and say that they would like to sponsor a youth or a young adult who is in their midst and who they believe should come to the event. So there are possibilities for outreaching within your local community and pulling together the funding to make that happen for a person to be able to come. And we actually have, as a second page to our Sufi Youth Jam flyer, which is up on, I know it's on the DUPNA website, the second page actually gives specific instructions for how a circle can look to raise funds within their local community, if that's something that they'd like to do. And I know that Diana has her information on that flyer as a point person to help give a little bit more support and details about how to do that, how to do a local fundraising campaign to get a person to the camp. So I think that those are kind of the big ways, just letting everyone know that this is happening and that we are gathering to be together in community and connection and to really support and empower this next generation. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, that sounds...
to add?
I would just add, you know, just to give a picture, this is Diana, sorry, just to give a picture of what that sponsorship has looked like so far. There, a community in the Southwest did local fundraising. They put together a letter from a few youth actually in Germany saying who they were and why they wanted to come, and they spread it around at their dance circles in this community, and they raised enough money to pay the registration fees of 4 people coming from Germany. And then another community here in the Northeast, one of the leaders wrote a letter on behalf of a youth in the Czech Republic asking for support, and we raised money to pay for the majority of that youth's airplane ticket to come from Prague all the way to Denver. So those are big, you know, those are kind of big examples, but if you have someone in your local community, you know, putting a basket out and, or, you know, just saying this is the intention in the community. And as Anjali said earlier, you know, any amount in that case is really helpful and supportive for someone who's just trying to get their gas money covered to drive there, or, you know, part of their registration fee or something like that.
Yes, very good, very good. And does that cover our question about individuals, circles and individuals getting involved, even if they're not sending a youth? That I think we've covered that. They can go to the websites, or they can go to the look at the flyers and, like you say, put a basket out to ask for donations. Is there any other thing you'd like to cover under that?
I think the only, this is Jen, the only thing that I would add is just, it's kind of further, it is expanding on what I already said, and that is just to help point the youth and young adults within circles and communities at the various places on the web where they can find information about other events and needs. Actually, we're going to be putting together a document for the Sufi Youth Jam on each of the organizations and their desires and needs for volunteering, that they're looking for volunteer roles specifically for young adults within the organizations. And so just things like that, you know, how can we just get the word out that, you know, that we're cultivating this kind of connection community amongst the younger generations. And so just keeping an eye out on Facebook. There's different groups on Facebook. There's actually specifically a Next Generation, This Generation Facebook page where lots of things are posted, you know, from people all over the world, young adults and youth looking to connect within our communities. And then also
there's... And
what
is that called again? Can you say what that's called again? This Generation Next.
Yeah, there's a Facebook group, and I believe it's called Dances of Universal Peace, This Generation, Next Generation.
Great.
So that's one venue, and then, of course, the Sufi Youth Council has their website, SufiYouth.com, and then also there's a place on the DUPNA website specifically for young adults, you know, resources for young adults and youth. So just, I think, continuing to spread that word is kind of what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Great. And then I know some of the camps, there's a few camps around that do specific, you know, youth scholarship kind of things. Is that listed anywhere? I know Mendocino is one of the first places, and Maui.
This is Diana.
If you can.
Those communities tend to include that information in their own publications, so that's not centralized anywhere to my knowledge. Like, we don't list that on the Youth Council website, for instance. Those things tend to be listed within community announcements, I think in part because the status changes, and they change the way that they're doing things depending on the structure of the camp that year, or their budgets, that kind of thing. But it is true.
I think
Mendocino Sufi Camp has the youth retreat that precedes it, and Maui Sufi Camp has a very strong youth program with very robust scholarship and work trade program within their camp. And a lot of communities have just cultivate a lot of flexibility for fees for youth and younger leaders who want to attend. You know that the Northeast community, there tends to be a lot of flexibility and options for work trade, and also with the Ozarks camp as well.
Okay, thank you.
I think those events are usually posted on the event calendars. Like, some of the event calendars will have some of those camps, even though, you know, they may not mention much detail about, you know, the specifics that Diana was talking about. But you can usually find the events listed at the DUP International or the DUP North America site.
Okay, great. Well, I think that pretty much covers what we wanted to achieve. So, before we open up the call, I just want to ask and see if there's anything else you'd like to talk about. So we pretty much covered everything. So I know we have a couple of people on the call. Are there any questions or comments? Please join us. Just say, you know, your name and where you're from, and chime right in. Well, sounds like maybe some of the people that were on the call had to go ahead and go, or they're busy unmuting. Anybody out there who would like to ask any questions or have any concerns? Is anybody still there? Have I been dumped off the call? Hello?
No, we're here.
We're still here.
We're all still here. We're all here.
The network. Okay, sometimes the network drops me here. Thanks. That was funny. Okay. Well, I'm very excited about this, and it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful program. And then, isn't there something in 2015 as well? Would you like to talk about that at all?
Well, this is Jen. I think, Anjali, what you may be talking about is the idea that Dances of Universal Peace North America had to host a young adult dance gathering in 2015. So with this, there has been a survey that went out in the fall to gather information about what people would like to see from such an event. So I put that survey out for 3 months, and we received about 40 responses, which is wonderful, from people all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so my next move on that is to contact those people to see if they would like to be a part of a planning committee. And so so that's kind of where we're at on that. The decision was originally, there was interest in doing this in 2014 over the summer, but then with the Sufi Youth Jam happening, it seemed like, we should all put our efforts into supporting this event. So then the idea was put forth to move that to 2015. So we're kind of still in the preparation planning stages of that. And so further news will be coming out soon, I hope. So that's what I'll share.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And, for the event that's happening now, it starts on the 29th of April. That's a Tuesday, and it goes until May the 4th, which is a Saturday?
Sunday.
Up to Sunday, of course, at the Camp Santa Maria in Colorado, which is about 40 minutes from Denver, very centrally located in our wonderful region. The cost is $250, and it's for the Sufi youth from age 18 to 39, very inclusive there, and there'll be some wonderful things happening, lots of Dances of Universal Peace, some zikr, one on the Saturday, they'll open it up for a community event so anyone in the area can attend. It just sounds like a lot of good energy involved and, really great visioning of how the Sufi youth can really get together and meet each other and keep the connections alive long after the camp. So does anybody have anything else that they'd like to share? Or maybe a practice, a song, or...
Well, this is Diana. I just say that I felt such a feeling of gratitude and... just so beautiful listening to my peers in the steering committee talk about this event that we've been working on. I have, of course, a lot of excitement, personal excitement for the event, but hearing all of you speak about it and speak about our goals, which, of course, we talk about all the time when we have our organizational meetings, but hearing your voices in this context just filled my heart with joy and love and happiness at the idea of seeing all of you in person in a month, and just feel really peacefully.
So, Diana, you'll be flying to Denver from New York?
I will, yes. Yeah.
That's exciting in itself.
Yeah, I've never spent any time there, so I'm excited to see the mountains and see beloveds there. Yeah.
This is Rebecca. I also feel so much gratitude for this event, the forming of this event, and all the just all the effort and work that has gone into it from so many people, including this beautiful steering committee, and it just feels like an event that's really held both close in all of our hearts and then by the entire community, all of our teachers, and I feel very grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, this is Katie Hermida. I'm sitting here like trying to think of something to say, but all I'm doing is shaking my head and smiling. So I think it's going to be really cool, and I'm totally excited.
Yeah.
This is Jen, and all I kept thinking was thank you.
Thank you, Anjali, for having the inspiration around this call, too, to put this together.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anjali.
Well, it's really the Dancers of the Universal Peace North America. We're just here to serve the various circles and functions that are happening around the country. We're all in love with the dances and the joy that it brings to all of us. And I'm very grateful to be part of this. I look around and I work with the youth here in Jamaica, and I'm almost always the oldest person anywhere I go. So it's just very interesting. Great to see the youth step up, and it sounds like you've come a really long way down this path to put this camp together, and you have got a lot of people interested. So we give thanks for all of you, and we're happy to see it come to life and really be happening. So give thanks. We just give thanks. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to step out now so you all can carry on for as long as you wish. I think, Jen, you could probably stop recording unless you'd like to record the rest of the call. And I will just say, give thanks that we could come together in this way and, stepping forward on the path. It's all about going towards the one and all the blessings and that we receive on that path. So good night for now, all of you, and have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Blessings and thanks, Anjali.
Okay, bye-bye.
So I'll go ahead and stop recording now.
Okay.